Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Suk buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Man, the disrespect I showed to the Stock Watch with that last tease. Just glossing right over it.
Blew it off.
Blew it off for In the News to shine.
You do love ITN.
I do. That's my fave.
It's your baby.
But this Stock Watch, I love it too.
Okay? Yeah.
I love it. And Buckley has teed up another one for us here this week.
I have. Let's start with the Civil War. The Ducks obviously handling things as they needed to, but maybe the most exciting moment of the game when their punter decided to take it on himself to take off on fourth down in his own territory for the first down. He explained it after the game. This is James Ferguson Reynolds.
It was awesome. It was fun. You know, I just went out there for a normal punt and grabbed the ball and saw a big gap and thought, why not take it? Never run in my life, so that's where the slide came in. I had a little bit of fun there and thought I was a bit of a football player for 5 minutes, but just saw some space and took it, so yeah, it was good.
By yourself, James Ferguson Reynolds might be the coolest player on the Ducks team. Australian bro, long hair, making up punt plays on the fly.
First off,
No.
Punter...
No.
Is never the coolest player.
Well,
on the team.
You're jaded by a Tom Tupa experience.
No.
Yeah, he stole your TV.
That is true. Screw you, Tom.
You hate punters.
Screw you, Tom Tupa. No. Look, kickers.
Well, Aussies, you know, it's the accent. They're kind of cool.
He's got the long hair, but it just.
You're nothing without an Aussie punter.
You're a kicker. I know. By the way, do we have American punters anymore?
Well, I thought. Didn't.
Utah started it.
Whittingham would go over there and get them all over there, and now everybody's doing
it. Everyone's doing it.
So, they can kick, man.
Look, I do appreciate that you saw a gap and you took it, but you're never going to get me to say that the punter is the coolest guy, nor will you get me to say that the punter is cool. You have one effing job, kick the ball.
Who is the coolest punter ever?
Well, a lot of people will tell you it's McAfee.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah. Didn't know it at the time.
Yeah, didn't know it at the time. But probably
Johnny Hecker's pretty cool.
Hecker?
That guy could do everything.
Yeah.
He was like all the trick plays and fake punts and stuff. He was good.
I long for the days of Reggie Roby where he wore like a Timex watch while he was punting.
Well, you never know. You got to check the time.
Yeah, who was the punter for the? He was with the Raiders. Is it Marcus King? They had a punter for a while that would like
Marquette King.
Yeah. He would try to like flex on people. He tried to make punting cool. And it lasted for all of like 2 seconds.
Well, this raises a good question. Who is the coolest guy on the Ducks?
I don't know.
coolest. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know them all that well, so.
Trying to think of who's got the most.
I mean, Sadiq seems kind of cool.
Dude, that guy.
Betcher seems pretty cool.
He's put together.
Sadiq needs to get a bigger uniform. It's Nike. Can we get him a large? God, that thing
just
is.
Can't fit his Adonis frame.
That thing is ridiculous. Loosen that thing up. Take a breath, my man.
Well, let's go deep in the heart of Texas, where Arch Manning finally showed something against Sam Houston State. This is late in the first quarter after a touchdown run.
Manning keeps it himself. Cutting up, gets into the end zone. Touchdown. Well, he has been a pretty good weapon in the red zone. And some taunting going on down there from Arch Manning. He better watch it. He's getting warned by Jason Autry, the lead official.
Showing that swagger. He is fired up. Exactly what we thought he'd do down here in the red zone.
So if you haven't seen the play, Arch takes in a run, and then he stands over and flexes on the Sam Houston State defender, which the announcers called swagger. Buy or sell, that's not swagger. That's imposter syndrome.
Yeah, dude. That's the douchiest thing I saw all week, and that's saying something. Dude, you went from a generational talent to not a single NFL executive saying that you should be drafted, and your big thing is that after running a ball in on Sam Houston State, you stand over a guy and flex? Come on, dude. That's just sad. Like, if I was Sam Houston, I would seriously, like, look at him and be like, really, you're flexing on me right now?
I mean, I saw that, and that was the first time I really went, like, maybe he just isn't the guy. Yeah. Like, it turned me off to him. Like, if he's acting like that after this, like, yeah. I don't know.
If John Jones, like liver kicks me, and then I'm laying on the ground weeping, is he really going to stand over me and be like, what's up, man? Like, why are you doing that? I didn't ask for that.
Well,
my God.
I mean, he's taken a lot of heat lately, and he's
going to take blowing more. Off some steam, then.
He was feeling himself. Yeah. Boy, Houston. Imposter syndrome, huh?
Yeah. He knows.
Interesting.
Dude, that dude knows he's a fraud.
I don't know. It's not good.
So you buying or selling?
Well, look, his next two.
Wait, what am I buying or selling?
That was not swagger. That was imposter syndrome.
Yeah, no, I'll buy that.
He's got, so they got to buy. And then, look, I know Florida stinks, but Florida's defense is good. And then they get Oklahoma's defense, which is just nasty. These next 2 weeks after the bye, I'm very intrigued by what he does against Florida and Oklahoma.
Well, let's go over to Clemson. If you thought that was not great, we spent a lot of time on Dabo, and Dabo says, I'm not a cyborg, I'm a person too. And we're going to focus here not on Dabo, but on his quarterback. This is Cade Klubnik.
You know, we were doing all throughout the game. We were playing with tempo, and, you know, props to them. They stopped us on some third downs and in certain times, and then, you know, they have an injury or something like that when we really got going. So, you know, that's up to them if they want to be honest about that. But, you know, that was just, you know, that was definitely tough for us to really get in a rhythm. We're playing fast, and then, you know, unfortunately they had to have a guy get hurt or something, so or a timeout or, you know, something like that. So, you know, hopefully everybody, I feel like we came out really healthy, and hopefully they did too. So, I love playing with tempo, and I feel like we did it really well, especially in the fourth quarter, but even in the first and second. And just got to continue to do that and find ways to overcome, you know, a delay, whatever it is. So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That sounded like he was blaming a 13-point loss to Syracuse in which they got housed on a Syracuse player maybe faking an injury at one point during the game. Buy or sell, that's bigger loser behavior than whatever Dabo does.
Now, to be fair.
Yeah, let's be fair.
I would like to point out the ACC today fined the Syracuse Orangemen $25,000 for faking an injury.
But even if it happened, that's why you lost that one play?
Yes. So I will say that while indeed they were faking injuries according to the ACC, the fact that you had the nerve after being picked by the vast majority of college football pundits to be a serious contender to play for and possibly win a national championship.
Well, he was supposed to win a Heisman, maybe.
And you were supposed to be the presumed number one overall pick if it wasn't Arch Manning. And you are now 1-3. And you're tumbling down draft boards, and you lost to Syracuse, even though Syracuse lost their starting quarterback to a torn Achilles, and you lost to Syracuse by 14 points, and you have the balls to come out there and say that the reason why your offense couldn't get going is because of faking injuries. Dude, I'm not sure whose head's further up their ass, Cade Klubnik or Dabo, because Dabo came out today, and he said, "You don't worry about us. God is at work in this locker room. Therefore, God has something." Apparently, the reason. So, which is worse? Clemson being 1-3 due to fake injuries, or according to Dabo, God is making them 1-3 so that they can have some sort of test and then overcome it.
Well, that is the stock. Buy or sell, Cade Klubnik's response better or worse than anything else that Dabo has done?
I think it might be better. I think Dabo's had worse.
I'm gonna say better. Because he was right.
Yeah.
I mean, Syracuse was faking injuries.
Yes.
So, and he was trying to call him out on it, and he did, and they were fined for it. Apparently, the ACC said it was two instances.
Two instances, yes.
And so, two different players.
And a public reprimand.
Yeah. So they have to pay 25. Like, do you think they care about paying 25 Gs?
No.
Like, nice win, Fran. By the way, that coach, gone. Fran Brown, he's going to get a good job.
Yeah,
That dude's 13-4 at Syracuse. They're pretty nasty.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's gone.
If they can keep this going with a backup quarterback, dude, he'll be the next coach.
Arkansas, Florida,
wherever he'll
Florida,
be.
Florida, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Right. Hey, just know that Dabo said that there will be no changes in personnel or coaching staff because God's at work here, and this moment will make them better. So
what are they, 1-3?
Yeah, they're 1-3, but don't worry. They're fine.
My Clemson to win the ACC ticket isn't looking so hot.
They're the only 0-2 team in the conference.
Damn it.
Dude, of all the stories in college football so far, there is none that is like, what the hell? That team had that was a playoff team last year that had everything coming back. There is no reason for them to be this bad.
Will they lose next week? Or it's not, they don't have a game this weekend.
Yeah, they have a bye.
But after that, they go to North Carolina.
No.
Are they losing to Fat Bill Belichick?
North Carolina is so bad.
They are bad.
They are absolute garbage.
Yeah, I saw Jordan on the sidelines, too, in warmups.
Yeah.
That was a big thing.
UCF, and I want you to realize that Scott Frost took Bill Belichick behind the freaking woodshed.
What a sentence.
Isn't that weird? Yes, it is a sentence. Like, what?
You just said, that's like a Mad Lib. You just said Scott Frost took Bill Belichick behind the woodshed? In what world would that happen?
Their two losses are 48-14 and 34-9 against TCU, who actually might be pretty good.
They might be.
And Central Florida.
Can we talk about why Scott Frost isn't good anywhere but UCF?
I don't know. Maybe there's some. It's a valid point. Yeah, I don't know. What a weird.
He went 13-0 there.
I know.
And now he's 3-0.
Maybe he just. Well, the idea was that he didn't care at Nebraska and he just wanted the money and he'd be partied too much, but I don't know. Maybe down in Florida, it's the right balance of co-eds and parties and like the talent, like, you know, the competition levels a step down. It's It's a weird thing at Nebraska.
All right. Are you done over there, Buckley?
Got one more for you real quick from Houston this weekend.
Right. Mariners team that has won 13 of their last 14 and now leads the division by two as Raleigh drills one. Deep to right, hooking toward the corner, and it is gone! Hooked it inside the pole, and Cal Raleigh, home run number 58 for the Seattle catcher, and a two-run shot. And the Mariners have scored a touchdown here in the second inning.
So now that the Mariners three games clear of the Astros in the AL West, they are, dare I say, an overwhelming favorite to win the American League at plus 210. Buy or sell, you would take the Mariners to beat any team in the AL in an ALCS series.
Jeez.
I am terrified of saying that just because, dude, it's the Mariners. And every time that they've been anointed, including this year, they will remind you that they are the Mariners. But right now, they are the best team in the American League. They really are. From lineup to the pitching staff, they have everything you could want. And that being said, no, I do not think I could bring myself to
really?
I don't think I could.
Against any other team in the AL? I think I would.
I don't think I could bring myself to do it.
I mean, you never know these series.
I'm setting myself up for failure.
But I think I would take the Mariners. I think that on paper, the Mariners should be able to beat every one of those teams in the AL. Now, I don't know about the NL.
Yeah.
There's some nasty teams in the NL.
Yes.
But I think in the AL, like, the Yankees don't scare you. I mean, like, Toronto's good, but I don't know.
Guardians, Tigers, you just got done kicking the crap out of the Astros.
And by the way, can I that clip you played there of Raleigh's home run, the Astros fans were booing their team.
Yeah.
You freaking losers. Guess what happens when you don't cheat? You lose.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Screw you, Astros.
They'll be back banging on those trash cans
you
in the postseason.
Freaking bitch. Hate the Astros.
I think we all do.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help you. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Stockwatch each Monday, 4:15. Okay, now we're ready for In the
now.
News. We have a lights out red alert to tell you about. Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.